Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures markets ended up fairly steady today after what would be considered as a volatile day. We had quite a bit of movement on both the down and upside. Wheat futures continued their slide lower here. We had July Kansas City wheat closing down 3.25 at 5.14 3/4, but that was about 3.5 cents off of the low. It did trade down all the way to contract lows of 5.10 1/2. After making new contract lows yesterday, we had a little bit of follow through. Now, the technical guys would not quite say it's oversold yet, but it's close. The relative strength index on July Kansas City is down to 28.5%. Anything below 25 is considered oversold. So it's getting in that area, but we're not quite there yet. Of course, we're below all the moving averages, and the hedge funds are our record shorting here, 450 million bushels or so in all wheat combined. So that's negative. If they begin to cover that short position, though, that could be the thing that leads us out of here. But weather-wise, as far as we can tell at this point, it doesn't look like there's any real threats going forward. Now, corn and beans finished the day steady here. Corn up just a little bit, but basically unchanged in the same set for soybeans.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export sales were pretty much as guessed, but soybean sales topped guesses at 11.5 million for old crop, a new crop 8.3 million. Bushels about in line. Wheat sales were 1.8 for old crop and 4.1 million bushels new crop, and then corn at the high end of the range at 23.2 million bushels old and 1.1 million bushels new. There was an announced sale of 108,000 new crop sorghum to unknown. It's thought to be China. They've been the big buyer here of U.S. based sorghum over the last year or so, it's expected to be them. The latest drought monitor, of course, shows that a pretty widespread drought, even though we've got the rains. That should be maybe slowed down at this point. Of course, it probably isn't stopped because we are so dry to start with. But over the next 10 days, it looks like we're going to get some heavy rain through the southern plains to help the wheat. And again, that probably will slow down corn and bean plantings as they really get into that ripe time to get planted up there. The later they get planted, the more likelihood that a hotter August or hotter late summer will affect it. So it's very important what time of the year they get planted.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, April live cattle up 77 at 159.60, June up 147 at 150.42. May feeder cattle 75 higher at 210.80, with August up 95 at 212.75. June lean hogs 30 lower at 78.47, and July down 7 at 79.82. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 521 3/4. July down 7 1/4 at 525 3/4. May Chicago wheat 5 1/4 lower at 497. May corn 3 higher at 373 1/2. July up 3 at 381. May soybeans up 11 1/2 at 960 1/4. In July up 11 1/4 at 964. May cotton down 44 at 64.69, and July down 44 at 65.02. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.